back into it, then, Tony. This time it's been stop-start throughout the season, but now you can really focus with the players for a big spell of games coming up.
Yeah, and a great game against Arsenal. You know, Arsenal are one of the great clubs in world football, never mind English football. I've really, you know, from a, you know, a 50s baby, you know, all the way through, Arsenal have always been one of those clubs that you've looked at and said they've got a little bit of class about them. Everything they've done over the years has been, you know, for me personally, you know, from the old ground, walking in on the marble floors, having a underfloor eating in the home dressing room, you know, to that clock end and everything else. It's always been a special club for me, and you know, it'd be nice to lock horns again tomorrow with them.
What is the way to get the most out of players, to get them motivated when they're not going to a game where most people will think they're underdogs? How do you get them to be competitive and know that they're going to be able to match one of the best teams?
Yeah, I don't think it's so much that. I think it's just, you know, it's sort of like getting in their psyche that if we get 8 or 9 players playing to their absolute maximum tomorrow and Arsenal just a little bit off it, you know, you've got a chance. You know, I think it is, you put everything level and, you know, it is going to be very, very tough. You know, if Arsenal play to their maximum, they have players, they have outstanding players, outstanding talent, and they're better than us. You know, you only have to look at everything in, or put everything in perspective, and that, you know, that's fact. But, you know, in the Premier League, it doesn't always happen that way. And like I say, we're hoping that we turn up and that, you know, we've got players playing to their maximum, and Arsenal might just be a little bit off it. And if that happens, you have a chance.
Is that belief something that players have to bring themselves, or is that something that you can instill in or build up?
Yeah, we've got experienced players here who've played against the bigger clubs in the Premiership and won against the bigger clubs in the Premiership. So, you know, you expect them to take that responsibility on as soon as they're on the pitch. For all the work we do during the week, you know, once they cross that white line, then that's important.
Indeed. I'm sure, like all your counterparts in the Premier League, you'll be anxious to get all the players back and fit and not tired or feeling exertions from all these games they've been playing.
Well, you know, the international period from the start of the season through to now, you know, that it's been, you know, 2 weeks every month almost. So it's been a real, real, you know, bind in respect of having the players and then sending them off again, having the players and sending them off, having the players and sending them off. So you never get no real continuity. And as I've said, I think if you look at our squad, I think we've most probably got more players in our group that represent home international sides than any other group in the Premiership. And with McLean now, with you know, the job Martin's done at with the Republic of Ireland, McLean's now been rewarded with an opportunity, a chance to go to Europe again in the summer. So, you know, it's been the focus, and you can't help the lads. A lot of the players, their focus has been achieving something that they've never achieved before.
So you get the best out of them. Now you can actually do some proper work with them consistently for the next 3 months or so.
Solomon and Sess didn't turn up till yesterday, and they've not done no work. So we'll see what they're like today, and we'll take a view. You know, we'll take a view whether they're clear and ready to go or not. The big thing tomorrow is that we whichever way, whether we decide to start with them or put them on the bench, you know, there'll be other players in the squad that we'll have to call on.